What is good, my boys? How's everybody doing today?
What's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Chilling, chilling. You know how it is. Just trying to survive, trying to work, trying to get that money. Yeah, everything's good over here, except it's windy as hell. So I apologize if my internet's a little, it's a little laggy. It's been windy as hell. So my apologies, but
windy in Vegas. What they did, they shut everything down. You know, y'all don't get no type of weather.
No,
it's windy twice a week there.
No, wind happens. It's when it rains that it starts flooding everything. Then everything becomes a pool party. Yeah, man. What's going on over there in the East Coast?
Cold. Miserable. That's about it.
Is it still cold?
Yeah, it's still cold.
It's March,
bro,
dude.
We're
yeah.
like, it's March. We're getting like 80 degree weather. I literally found out my car's AC system was not working properly. I had to take that in because it hit 80 degrees. I'm like, damn it. I'm like, all right, I got to go take my stuff in. Bro, I am broke. YouTube, y'all got to help.
What's an AC? What's an AC? It's been like 40 degrees here, bro. So I don't care about, you know, tropical weather people problems. Like, we still got the winter coats and the boots out, bro. Like,
for real, damn. I lived out there, so you know me. I know about that. I just
snow. We have a winter weather advisory for the weekend, man. It's supposed to be snowing.
Man, and I'm over here dealing with 80 degree weather, and it's super sunny and windy. And I'm like, yo, like I'm having internet issues. I have no issues at the moment.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna keep it all the way real. I hope your central air go out.
It's all right. I got my AC fixed, so I can go out of my car.
Helping kids.
I want to go pick up my mother-in-law from work, and woo, I have icicles on my nips. But
This is gonna be the last episode, man. I can't deal with this type of negativity, bro. I just can't. I can't do it.
We're gonna replace Steve after three episodes.
Oh man. Hey man. So, but yeah, let's get it started. Let's talk draft. Let's talk draft with everybody. We got a Seahawks fan, a Browns fan, and a Lions fan. I mean, I'm a Niner fan. We're way back in the back, so it doesn't really matter. We're not gonna get any of the
guys. We are too.
Oh yeah, you are. You were actually did something this year.
We ain't used to this, Jack. I gotta watch the whole draft this year.
Oh man, that sucks. Jeremy, how's it in the front?
Hey, we're not in the front, man. I think we got like 16th or 18th. We're middle of the pack. We're not in the front. We'd like to see us trade up, but I know that ain't happening.
Our first pick is until like the 54th pick in the second round. Or in the draft.
What did you guys trade a pick for now?
Man, you don't remember them trading all them picks for Deshaun Watson? Yeah.
This is that last year.
Still hitting?
Yeah. Did you see who the Texans took? Willie Anderson, CJ Stroud. I think they took Nico Collins with those picks. In the last couple of years.
Wow, yeah. I thought you guys were like past that. Holy crap.
They're retooling with your picks there, bud.
Yeah. I want half a ring for that one, man.
You want half of their participation trophy.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So wait. So the CJ Stroud pick they took on their own.
Oh, yeah, that was their own. I'm sorry.
The Will Anderson pick now. Yeah. They can send you fruit basket.
Yeah. Mm.
Damn, well, Steve, let's go with Lions first, man. I'm just saying, right? Nothing against the Lions. I actually like the Lions. What are you thinking that your team's going to do?
So, I want to see them add another pass rusher. I believe we need another safety. Now we need another corner because of the Cam Sutton news. Hope all is there.
That
sucks, man. At this point, I hope they find him alive, well, and whatever, because football is secondary to that. But
no doubt.
So we're going to need another corner. I still believe help is on the way with that wide receiver. Not budging off of that. And if I know this front office like I know him, we're going to add another guard.
Okay. That's solid.
We're going to add another guard. Don't know when, don't know how, but we need a guard, we need a pass rusher, we need a corner, we need a safety, we need a wide receiver.
I think at this point, you guys need more a corner than you guys need offensive line. You guys' offensive line was solid. I know in the last episode I talked crap about Penasel, but he's solid as hell, all right? So you guys were solid. I'm not even going to lie. Like, you guys went up against a very strong Niner front four, and you guys held up pretty well. You know, Goff had all day to throw. If just Reynolds could actually catch the ball, you guys had all day. So you guys were solid. I think corner is main. You know, I'm glad you guys got rid of Gardner, and you know, because he's trash once again. Get at me. But y'all need corner. I mean, especially with that whole thing with Sutton, like, that's crazy, man. Like you said, I hope they find them all, you know, well, and it's just a sad situation, man.
Yeah, man. So we gonna battle through it. He gonna get through it. Everything gonna be everything. But yeah, like I said, we gonna add a guard because at the end of the day, Glasgow getting old. Yeah, we signed into that 3-year deal, but not all that was guaranteed. So we got one, maybe 2 years left. I mean, if you think realistically, so we gearing up. We about to make this Super Bowl run.
Hey, man. We'll see you in the championship. You know how it is. But you know, from somebody who doesn't watch college ball that much, if the pick came and you guys are picking what pick 29, and it came to it and Lions are on the board, and realistically, who would be the player you guys would take? If you know college ball like that, I don't. So who would be the player you get to pick that fits your need, obviously?
So I'm thinking it'll be Kool-Aid. I'm thinking it'll be Kool-Aid McKinstry, cornerback out of Alabama. He's still on the board. If he's not still on the board, I'm thinking Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle out of Texas. And if he ain't on the board, then, hey, we just got to wing it. We got to wing it. I do want the kid Worthy out of Texas. He broke the record, 40-yard dash at the combine. Yeah. Yeah, he ran a 4.21. So if you pair him next to if you pair him next to St. Brown, Jameson Williams on the other side, look out, it's a track meet.
Oh, you guys got the fastest team in the league. That's for damn sure.
We'll take over for Hill and Waddle in a heartbeat.
If I remember correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Jameson Williams got wheels, man. Yeah. He ran. I still remember. It was like, I don't even know. I think it was like first and like 20 something, and he just grabbed that ball. No, from like the 40, right?
He got an end around,
and he was gone. I was like, who the hell is this guy?
It was like the fourth or fifth play of the game. I remember that he took that, and he was gone. I was just like, oh yeah, this game over with. I was wrong. I'll admit it.
Hey, but you know what, though? It's funny because I actually know who Kool-Aid is, and not because, you know, he sounds like a refreshing drink. It's because I was watching one of the mock drafts, and, like, they had him going to the Niners with the 31st pick because, obviously, we need a cornerback. We need a speedy cornerback, man. And obviously, the tackle would be great as well, but I know who Kool-Aid is, so at least I was like, oh, shit, okay. I know who that is. But yeah, man, that's what's up. Jeremy, since you're one of the first ones to pick in this draft.
Not one of.
Like I said, man, I'd like to see them trade up and maybe take a quarterback. I don't think that's happening since we traded for Sam Howell. I think in the first round we're probably either going to take a linebacker or maybe some offensive line help. We lost a few of those guys over the offseason. I wouldn't mind an edge rusher. Like Steve has said, man, we don't really have anyone that stands out as far as our edge rusher. If it was the Pete Carroll era, we might have taken another cornerback. But, I think it's definitely going to be defense-minded first couple of rounds.
Well, your new coach, he's very he's a defensive coach, right?
Yeah, he was the DC for Baltimore. So that I can see them going that direction. Under Carroll, they never really traded up. I'm really hoping that maybe under the new coach, they'll trade up and take our new quarterback, man. but time will tell.
Off the top of your head, how many picks do you guys have, if you know it?
I think we only have like six. We didn't get any comp draft picks this year. Yeah, I think it's only like six of them. We traded away a few, so.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, with six picks, man, I don't see you guys doing any moves in the sense of like trading up, because usually that's what it is when, like, for instance, the Niners have, we have 10 or 11, something like that. They always do this. They always get a crap load of compensatory picks, and then you see them making moves going up and down the board all damn day, so. But,
well, I could see them doing a typical Seahawks thing and trading away the first round pick for, you know, 2 seconds or a second and a third. You know, that's definitely happened in the past. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that either.
Well, I hope they do, because, you know, that led to what you guys are now, which is middle of the pack. That's pretty much it. So
we're coming for you. Might not be this year. Might not be next year.
Eventually, somebody's going to – we're going to have to suck, so – But for now, yeah, you guys ain't stopping us to go see it. We have a date with the Detroit Lions in the championship game again, all right?
Win, lose, or draw. I need that rematch.
Yeah, he needs his rematch.
We haven't talked all about right. Ray's first-round pick.
He doesn't have one.
Yeah, we sold it.
Hey.
230.
They took Deshaun Watson with that first-round pick.
That's working out real well.
Getting a massage at the moment, right?
He's out in LA too. That's a scary thing.
Yeah, he's definitely in Chinatown. That's the happy ending location right there.
Or it's coming to him anyway.
Something's coming.
Yay. Let's keep it PG.
We don't know how long. We don't know when. We just know it is.
Well, I love you long time.
I'll have to edit that out.
Hey, I've been trying to hold that with me since you said Chinatown.
Definitely enjoy yourself. But when's the Browns' first pick?
Round 2, pick 54.
Okay. What are you guys in the market for?
Well, I would say receiver. Quarterback. They picked up
The Huntley pickup. That was pretty solid.
Huntley's pretty good, man.
The thing is,
yeah, and he came to Cleveland because he knew he going to play.
Yeah. Jameis Winston's the one that bothers me. I know he's won games, but I cannot trust him. I'm sorry. I mean, he's colorblind something, man. He can't throw the right team, nothing.
He got LASIK.
Yeah, man.
It worked out real well.
Well, he hasn't been the starter since he had LASIK, but I'm gonna tell everybody this, all the business owners, everybody at the West Side Market over there off of 25th in Ohio City, guard your crab legs when y'all see that man walk in, man. That's all I'm gonna say, because he gonna walk out with a pocket full of them.
Frisk his ass when he leaves.
Right?
This man bringing the West Side Market. It's bringing back memories and shit.
Man, memories. I remember the West Side Market well, buddy. I used to go over there as a kid with my mom or my grandfather. It didn't matter. So that's how I know they got them crab legs. They better try to find a way to put a lock on them.
They sold rabbit and stuff.
That's like the equivalent of the swap meet over here, man. Like, you can find anything. It was awesome.
Yeah. Loved it.
But they were going to go receiver, but they traded for Jerry Jeudy. They gave him an extension, which I don't agree with.
I still think Jerry Jeudy can be really good. Like I said, maybe he was stuck in a very crappy offense. He literally was.
Let's be honest.
The Denver Broncos haven't been relevant for a very long time. They put all their money in the defensive basket, and it just hasn't paid off. Jerry Jeudy, coming out of Alabama, I wanted him. I thought he was one of the better receivers coming out of that draft. I think he can still do good. Now, y'all need a decent quarterback to get him that ball. Because you guys have a good line, offensive line.
Yeah, but honestly, they changed a lot of that around, because they're going to tailor everything to Deshaun Watson. So now they're not going to go in there under center as much. They're not going to do a lot of play action. They're going to basically live out of shotgun, which scares the living hell out of me. It's, you got one of the best running backs in the league. If he comes back healthy enough, then what are you going to do? Getting the ball 15 times a game, say, oh, that's it, we're going to throw 40? No, you can't win like that. Your team's built a certain way. You can't go against how your team's built.
Not if Brent Huntley starts. They're going to do that that option, that pass option, whatever the hell it's called.
The RPO. That's what they're
read option.
That's what they're doing with Deshaun.
Hey, but yo, Brett Hundley.
He can't stay healthy.
That Hundley dude, like he ran that to perfection though. He was a
backup. Yeah. Well, Lamar Jackson was out.
Yeah.
And you see, that's the thing. That team was built. That team was already built for that style of quarterback. This team was built for a pocket quarterback, the handoff, go under center, play action, move the pocket. That's all they were built for. Now you got linemen there.
You have the offensive lineman to move that. Like, if you told me that Huntley was going to start and you know, they were going to just go RPO the hell out of the other team, I'd be scared. You guys, firsthand, you guys moved our defensive line around like it was nothing. And our defensive line is pretty damn good. You moved them around like nothing. The same as the Lions. Y'all got a beefy offensive line. If you RPO the hell out of everybody, y'all can do it.
It also goes on, if you run with Deshaun, that's great. It only works if Deshaun can read the edge perfect. I'm sorry. If he's going to make these stupid ass reads, it's not going to work.
But see, that's the thing. He's made the right reads in Houston. So what is going on in Cleveland that now he's not making the right reads?
That's the thing. See, Stefanski doesn't know that kind of offense either. That's why I think that's why I brought in Ken Dorsey to do that kind of offense. Okay. He ran with Josh Allen. The difference is Josh Allen is about, 4 inches taller and a lot thicker than him.
Nah, he ain't 4 inches taller. He ain't 4 inches. He's not 4 inches taller.
Deshaun's what, like 6'2"?
6'2", 6'3".
Josh Allen's what, 6'4", 6'5"?
Yeah, I think he's 6'4".
So they say.
Okay. The thickness, that motherfucker's beefier. So, yeah. That's for sure.
That's the thing with Deshaun.
Deshaun's elusive. He's elusive, if he gets out in the open field, but – yeah, so
he has to learn how to slide too.
I don't know, man. I'm almost wondering if you're wishing for Huntley to start. I think your offense would look better with him.
I'm wishing for a quarterback to play 17 games. That's at this point.
This is the Browns, bro.
Hey, at this point, I'm just wishing to see a Lions Browns Super Bowl. I'm gonna be a wealthy man. I promise you that. I put that parlay in every year.
You might have 17 quarterbacks play next year.
I ain't going to say 17, but they in the running for a strong 10.
A strong 10?
A strong 10. You're going to put that out there.
Yeah, I wouldn't put my money against it. That's for sure.
I don't know, man. As for draft needs, they need a middle linebacker. They need help. See, middle linebacker, they need another defensive tackle that can actually rush the quarterback. Okay. Actually get in and get pressure. Offensively, maybe draft another receiver so when Cooper goes next year, you have some, like a two ready. Because Judy's going to be one.
No, he's going to be paid one. He's going to be paid one. He's not going to be one.
Well, that's a problem then. He's had a $3 million guarantee for somebody who hasn't really proven themselves an issue, especially now.
I mean, honestly, though, but $3 million guaranteed. You said 40 million, right?
40 million.
30?
40. 4-0.
4 for Jerry Judy?
40 million.
Oh, yeah, he ain't worth that.
No.
Yeah, never mind.
For 3 years?
All that shit back. Hell no.
Hey, look. Once Deshaun Watson got 230 guaranteed, there ain't no – you can't say what the Browns ain't going to do no more. Man, it's just hoping that the Browns don't do it.
I got to give me an agent to call the Browns. I might get on their media or something. If I can pay me something like that, shit.
Hey, Rich, they are looking for a kicker and a guard.
I'm Mexican. I can kick the hell out of the ball. Speaking into the draft, I mean, what do you guys think about the top players? Like, who's going to go one? Obviously, everybody's calling for Caleb Williams, but is he worth one? Y'all got to tell me because I don't even know. You say he paints his nails. I'm saying, whoa. All right.
So, I don't pay enough attention to college.
Yeah. I pay attention to Ohio State.
Caleb Williams, that's my expertise. I love college. I don't care. I will watch Mountain West, Bowl Subdivision, NAIA. It doesn't matter. I'll watch. If it's football, I'm watching. Caleb Williams, I think he'll slide because he came out and made those comments. Oh, well, whoever draft me, I need part ownership of the team. And he's declined
comments about Patrick Mahomes, or was that
he's made a lot of comments. So we'll next episode, we'll put together all this. Yeah. So, I mean, me personally, I think he's just a mediocre quarterback. And I think Chicago is going to regret trading Justin Fields. Because at least Justin Fields wanted to play this one. He's a head case
already.
Hey, but
he's a head case, so.
Don't you know
that? They put some good pieces around, too. I mean, they kept Fields. You know, they really started to retool this offseason.
But don't you guys know every quarterback that comes out of USC is great? Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
Who? Name them.
Carson Palmer.
It was sarcasm.
I think that was the point.
Oh, okay. Because you're going to have somebody. He was decent, but you got to have somebody watching this show and be like, yep, them USC quarterbacks, I take one in a heartbeat.
Anything from Southern California is trash. I'll tell you that.
I'm not touching that one because I'm going out there one day and I don't want somebody to be like, hey, didn't you? Yeah, no, I'm not paying for your sins. Not happening.
You are going to be highly disappointed with Southern California. Nah, if you go to San Diego, that's pretty cool. You go to L.A.
I'm going to L.A. I'm going to L.A. I want to go see the Kobe statue, the Magic statue. I got to go see the Nipsey mural. Okay. I got to go to Roscoe's. I'm going to L.A.
Okay, so, okay, I'll give you that, all right? That's pretty cool. We actually want to go see that because my wife's a big Kobe fan, so we went out there and checked it out, so.
And you going out there again when I go?
After this year, maybe not.
Nah, you going, because I'm not about to get beat up because of what you done said. Not happening.
I'll be there. It's all good.
So who's the Commanders taking it to?
I kind of think they should take
it. I'm looking at a mock draft, and it's saying that they're going to take Jaden Daniels.
That's what I'm seeing.
I believe Jaden Daniels as well, because, I mean, you just traded Drake May. Sam Howell is nothing. Sam Howell is an older Drake May. So you just traded Drake May. So why draft Drake May when you just traded?
Same school too.
Yeah, I know. Which that's why I said Drake May is Mitchell Trubisky 3.0 because Sam Howell is Mitchell Trubisky 2.0. So I'm just gonna get that out there.
I'll trust a quarterback from LSU way more than I trust a quarterback from USC. So
yeah,
I'm okay with that. That's way better level of experience. Drake May.
What I'm reading is they're saying he's going to go 3 to the Patriots.
I am more surprised that the Patriots are picking 3. Damn, they've fallen so hard.
And here, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I don't think Drake May, I don't think he's going to the Patriots. Because what I think, they got rid of Mac Jones, but they kept Bailey Zapp. I think they're going to give Bailey Zapp a whole year to start. I think that's where they may go offensive line. The kid out of Penn State is great, but I can also see him going Marvin Harrison Jr.
Hey, Marvin Harrison Jr. That I like.
I'd like to see him go to the Patriots instead of 4 going to the Cardinals, man. Straight up.
If he goes to Arizona, nah.
Who's gonna throw?
He don't want to go to Arizona. I mean, he don't want to go to the Colts.
I mean, that's a legacy pick right there, man. That'd be cool.
The Colts aren't bad. The Colts got Anthony Richardson. Let's not get it twisted. Anthony Richardson.
I want to see.
He's gonna be okay. Yeah, he's gonna be okay.
He played what 3 games last year, and he was looking pretty good.
I think he played 3 or 4.
He's looking pretty good.
I would rather catch passes from him than Kyler Murray. Just put that out there.
Oh, that Hobbit mofo. Like, oh, my God.
People think the Vikings might trade up with Arizona before to take J.J. McCarthy.
I read that, too.
So, I'm not going to say too much about J.J. McCarthy. I have my thoughts on him. But because he went to Michigan.
He put the M-word.
I did. But because he went to that school – I hold my judgment because everybody is going to say, oh, you're just biased. And no. I stay away. I I let them chips fall where they may. I'll just say, I'll be happy if Minnesota drafts him.
Minnesota's got to do something because they go into the season with Sam Darnold. I'm going to be dying. That's
Super Bowl bound, man.
I love it. That's
my take.
I love it. He either going to overthrow JJ by 10 yards or underthrow him by 20. There's no in between.
Sam Darnold's amazing.
And the bad part about it is the Minnesota Viking fans think that, oh, we're going to turn his career around. Yeah, all
right. Right.
Bro, okay, Sam, I'm going to put it to you guys like this. Sam Darnold played one game for the Niners. He was the backup for Purdy. He played that week 18 because it didn't mean nothing. They just had everybody. This man and the Rams sat everybody. It was against the Rams. They sat everybody. The Niners actually played like their starters for like a half. This man, when I tell you that, I fell asleep through that game. And I love my Niners. I will watch them through anything. They're losing, man. I will bitch and scream and moan all about it and be pissed to all hell, and I will watch it. But I could not stay awake to watch this dude play. I fell asleep.
Hey.
I am not watching this.
Hey, I want to thank y'all for that. Let Sam Darnold play. Because of that, the Rams actually beat y'all, and we had to play the Rams. I did not want to play that hot Green Bay Packer team.
Apparently Dallas didn't either.
Well, we knew it was time.
Point, Ray. Great point.
Hey, death taxes in Dallas choking. We already know what that is, but that's not the point. I didn't want to see that Green Bay team. That Green Bay team was hot.
Yeah,
man, Dallas. Y'all gotta leave Dallas alone, man. All right, they're going through some things, all right.
I leave them alone
every year.
Steve. So my wife watched the show, right? And she was like, "I love that Steve hates Dakota Prescott. Did you know his middle name is Rain? Now say it all together.
No, I think I believe. Together. I was giving him the benefit of the doubt because I didn't want people to know. But his first name is Rain. His middle name is Dakota.
Hell no.
His middle name is Dakota. I didn't want to lose people by saying Rain Prescott. But his middle name is his name is Rain Dakota Prescott.
You want it, Jeremy?
I'm looking that up.
Dakota Prescott.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna look at you, TikTok. We put a short out about the Cowboys, right? And TikTok is very fond of the Cowboys because it literally shut our short down after six views.
Steve's right.
Oh, hell.
It's Rain, R-A-Y-N-E.
TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't want to lose people.
I'm going to make this short again, and I'm going to post it on Instagram. I'm going to put it on YouTube. I'm going to put it everywhere I can. And TikTok, I'm gonna call you out for being Cowboy fans. Y'all suck. It's not my fault that you hate a shitty team or like a shitty team. Y'all suck. That's why y'all get shut down by the government.
I'm not touching that one, but yes, his name is Rain Dakota Prescott. I didn't want to lose anybody, so I didn't say Rain. But yes.
So yeah, like.
No, I can't
do some things, man. All right,
you can't trust your franchise to a guy like that, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, hey,
Rain was having a bad day.
Tell your wife I apologize. I didn't mean for the world to find out that way, but yes.
12 viewers.
Hey,
you got a CD. Dear Lord, what else are you gonna get there?
I don't know. As long as CD Lamb keeps playing the way he's playing, and I'll never look up his real name.
Hold on.
I don't want to look up his real name.
I'm curious.
Oh, man.
Man, you'd be surprised at some of the people with them initials. You'd be surprised at, you know, what their real name is. Look at CJ Stroud.
What's his real name?
His first name is Coleridge.
He grew up in a white neighborhood, that's for sure.
He grew up in Rancho Cucamonga.
He grew up in a white
neighborhood. I'm a mechanic around here.
They had HOA.
Hey, hey, hold on, wait. I got an HOA. Shut up. Hey, man. Chill out.
They have security of the world, Craig, and everything, all right?
Now, I don't have a gated fence.
It's Cedarian DeLeon. DeLeon, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, CD. Never mind. Nope. If it don't work out,
14, man.
If it don't work out for him, then I'm just gonna call him 88. Forget it.
Wait, another point is DK Metcalf. What's his actual name?
Ah, my God, I don't.
Come on, Seattle fan.
The Kalen.
And he had the nerve to have that attitude.
Hey,
have that attitude.
Hey, when you got a name like what you said, the Kalen.
Yeah,
he grew up fighting. I'm just gonna put that out there. He grew up fighting.
He grew up getting bullied.
You have that.
He's one. So of he put on all that muscle, bullied, man. He had to defend himself.
He got yoked so that he wouldn't get bullied no more. Like the Kalen, sit down, the Kalen.
Hey, man, it's just like somebody having the name of Oliver. You already know they had to grow up fighting.
Oh yeah, they did. He said Oliver.
What's up?
All right, man. Well,
do you know what Eli's real name is?
Who?
Eli Manning.
No.
Elias?
E-L-I-S-H-A.
Elisha.
Elijah. It looks like Elisha.
That sounds like Elisha.
Elijah Nelson Manning.
I'm going to give Arch Manning the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say Elisha. He didn't want to say Elijah.
I ain't giving him no benefit of the doubt. All right.
Quintorius Lopez Jones. Who do you think that is?
Quintorius Lopez Jones. Oh,
Julio
no.
Jones. I don't know.
Julio Jones?
Yeah.
Hey, I wouldn't fight Julio Jones, though. That man looks crazy. His nostrils flaring and shit. I'd be scared.
I mean, shit, DK looks scary, too. But, I mean, his name's DeKalen. I'm never getting over
his
that.
His name's DeKalen. I'll fucking fight him at this point. I'll scream DeKalen and beat my ass.
Hey, newsflash.
You might beat me to the ground, but I'm screaming DeKalen. The whole world's going to know you're DeKalen.
Hey, newsflash. I'm not losing a fight to nobody named DeKalen, and I ain't losing a fight to nobody named Rain. We just going to put that out there.
That's true.
We just gonna, I don't care by any means necessary. If your name Rain, I'm not losing to you. If your name is DeKalen, I'm not losing.
He said it's a street fight. Anything goes at this point.
Hey.
And the Kalen.
Hey, man, I'm pushing 40 and got health problems. I promise you, there's going to be some FMJs flying somewhere. Nope, not happening.
Oh, yes, sir, man. Yeah, no, but, well, I mean, anything else about the draft y'all want to talk about?
No.
No? Oh, shit.
No, other than the fact that... Right? It's in Detroit. Brad Holmes, he literally just can't miss on draft picks. Get that man his flowers, because I mean every pick he's made in the last 3 years is still on the team.
How many picks he has had in the last 3 years?
2021, he had a bunch of picks.
Everybody better be a starter if you gonna make that statement.
I ain't gonna say they a starter, but they goddamn contribute.
Hey, I'm showing it up. Deshaun's real name is actually Derek.
Derek?
Derek Deshaun Watson.
He looked like a Derek.
Man,
he actually does look like a Derek.
Hey Ray, did you live in Cleveland when you found that out?
Nope, right here.
Oh, because I was about to say you might have got a paper in the mail and just overlooked it. Hey man, I quit, man. Hey man, that one was too easy, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, they have an app for that now, bro. Go check it.
Oh man. Oh. Hey, my Cleveland audience, I'm sorry. I apologize for that, man.
No, he's not.
Let me come see my kids in peace, man.
Hey man, it's Cleveland, bro. They probably get a paper not, right?
Hey, hold on, wait. Now what you ain't gonna do. Hold on, wait. I'm still from there now. You gotta be from there to talk about there.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I was there for a while though.
It still does not qualify.
I didn't live in the east side, but you're right. I can't talk about it.
Yeah, you lived in Lakewood. You don't wanna do that. You don't want to talk about it.
I lived in Lakewood for 1 year.
I,
I live in the Lakewood.
Still Lake. Still Lakewood. Still
for the longest.
Still Lakewood.
West 122nd and Lorraine. There you go. Yeah. I remember that.
I remember when you lived in Lakewood. You got my car towed.
Did you really?
You got my car towed.
What did you do? Right?
I didn't let the HOA know that you were coming.
Nah. So his apartment building, you needed a permit to park. Dude gave me a permit. Yeah. He gave me a parking permit that wasn't marked. So we sitting up here watching Mayweather and Canelo fight.
Oh, you was all about Mayweather. I said, you ain't gonna come into my place, talk about the Mexican fighter, and then leave with your car. Somebody's walking home.
Hey, man. Hey, there were rough times out there, man. I went outside to go smoke a cigarette. Like, man, where my car? Hey, man, my car was gone. That was on 10, bro.
Oh, that's great.
I didn't know they had to. Just to be real, the condo, the place we lived at, I didn't have no visitors. I literally didn't. Steve came over, and I was like, oh, you just need the parking pass. That's all you need. Boom, handed it to you. I didn't know you actually had to like run it by security, and I'm over here talking about HOA security. I didn't know you had to run it by security, and they had to stamp it so that they wouldn't tow it. Right? You have the parking pass. You have my parking pass. I parked in the underneath because the parking garage was underground. I parked my car in my spot, and I gave it to you so you can park in the top. I didn't know, man. This man came out. He's like, where the fuck's my car?
This is going to make a great short.
Hey, man. Hey, the sad part about it is I was young. I was still drinking Hennessy at the time, man. When I tell you I was on go mode, I was on go mode, bro.
And then, like, what was it like? It was like the main event hadn't even started. So Steve was actually more pissed about the fight. The fight was pissing him off more. And the more the fight went on, the more he thought about having to go get his car with him.
Because the more I drank, the more because, okay, so backstory. I had a bunch of parking tickets. I had to put the car in my mama name. So I had to put the car in my mama name. So check this out. She had to go to work. She had to go to work that next morning. So I'm like, man, in order to get the car, we're gonna have to go pick her up. And then we're gonna have to go get the car. Like, man, that's going to be a headache in and of itself. But luckily, I got there. Dude was an asshole, but he let me get the car.
Yeah.
So that was no, bro, that was a whole experience. Like, he was so big and bad. And I'm like, bro, I just want my car. So I'm walking behind him. He literally lift up the back of his shirt to show me he got a gun in his waistband. Like, bro, I don't care nothing about that. Get me to my car. Just get me to my car. He finally got me to my car, and he got to talking to me. And before I know it, I just looked, turned up the 12s and was like, man, I can't hear you. Get me up out of here. And that night was a whole ass experience. I passed the police checkpoint drunk as hell. That's how I know Cleveland police officer bogus.
That one was asleep.
You texted me.
You're like, I got the car, and I almost got pulled over again. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this can't be any
worse.
And then he was so drunk. You hit me back, and you were like, "Was you coming over for the rib this weekend, right?" Remember? I was like, "Yes, yes."
Hey. Draft for the NFL that you guys want to talk about.
I will say that if Marvin Harrison Jr. doesn't go to the Cardinals at 4, I think he's going to go to the Chargers at 5 or 6. I can't remember what they have, but well, I can see him going to the Chargers.
He won't make it past the Chargers. He won't make it past the Chargers. They were 5.
No.
Well, so
Chargers got rid of all the wide receivers, man.
But yeah. it's also all about the preference, because you got the kid out of Washington that's just a step up under Marvin Harrison Jr. Yeah. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name because I don't want to butcher the kid like that. But the kid out of Washington is a step. He's a step below. So at this point, it's all about preference. And don't forget, Harbaugh is
Yeah,
you did it. I couldn't. So
oh, I mean, I'm
don't forget, Harbaugh is a Michigan name. So the Harbaugh first thing he tried to do was trade Joey Bosa because he played for Michigan. Right. So you know what I mean. Yeah, so don't get it twisted. Remember when he first got to San Francisco, he traded all the Ohio State players.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Name one.
Troy Smith, Ted Ginn.
Wasn't Dante Whitman released?
Troy Smith was getting old.
No, he wasn't. When he got there, Troy Smith was drafted. Troy Smith was drafted in the 07 draft.
My bad. I was thinking of Torrey Smith.
Ted Ginn came in the 07 draft.
Troy Smith was garbage, so I would have traded him too.
Hey, man, hold on. Wait a minute. That go further than Cleveland and Ohio State, bro.
Let's go ahead and call what it is. That dude was
Troy Smith,
garbage.
Troy Smith was garbage. Mike Singletary was garbage, bro. We're not finna do Troy like that. I grew up with Troy. I know Troy personally. No, we're not finna do him like that.
Personally, that's what's up. That's cool.
Troy, Ted Ginn, man, I graduated with these cats. Ted Ginn came out in the 07 draft. They weren't getting old. Dante Whitner was a hard-hitting safety.
He was getting old, though.
Came across. No, he wasn't. He came out in the same draft.
Dante Whitner was there. He didn't get traded.
Yeah, all right.
No, he was there. His hits were still when we were going up against the Saints for the longest time. Trying to get into the Super Bowl. He was there. So he didn't trade all the Ohio State people.
He may have came later. I don't know. But I'm telling you now. Harbaugh is probably going to pass on Marvin Harrison Jr. He's going to take the kid out of Washington.
And the whole Joey Bosa thing, Joey Bosa, his body's – that dude can't stay
healthy. I'll give him that. His body is
– He can't stay healthy. Like, yeah. The Niners wanted to get him. I'm looking at people like, were you guys high? Like, why do you guys want him? No, because his brother's over here? No, his brother's good. This dude's breaking down. I don't want him.
Yeah, Joey's all right. I mean, Nicky's all right. I ain't about to say Nick Bosa is. No, Nicky, all right.
Okay. That's coming from a Lions fan. Doesn't hold much weight.
How many sacks did he have against the Lions?
I don't care.
Nah, no, you don't care because he ain't had none. Now, all of a sudden, look, he ain't had no sacks, so you got to look deeper into the. Well, he had this pressure. He forced this one around the edge. I'm not saying all that.
Steve, the only thing you got to look into, and I hate to say it, is the win-loss. And
that's pretty much it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Hey, man, you only play one game in January. I don't want to hear from you right now.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
Hey, as he sits there with his DeKalen jersey on.
DK, bro. It's DK, all right?
It's DeKalen. You went out and bought a jersey of somebody named DeKalen, bro.
This was a Christmas present, all right?
You could return it? Want no gift receipt?
He got that one for Christmas and Russell Wilson. Goes to show how much they love him.
You want me to hear my take on him? Do you want to hear my take?
Hey, hold on. Wait, before you give your take, can I send you a Malcolm Butler jersey?
Send me a who?
Malcolm Butler jersey.
At least his name's Malcolm, not DeKalen. I'll take it.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I don't know where that came from. That slipped.
Oh, man.
Steve, you're doing me dirty like that, bro. Doing me dirty.
Hey, man, I had to. I'm sorry. That one was just too wide open, man. I've been saving that one for a minute.
Unlike our receiver.
Yeah, your receiver wasn't wide open. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
All right,
so
here's my take. Oh, Russ?
Hey, we're gonna
Russ
make a
doesn't
segment
even
now.
Break.
Hold on. We're gonna start a segment every episode. Jeremy's take.
I love it.
All right, Jeremy, what's your take of the week? Let's go.
Russell Wilson doesn't break the regular season as the quarterback for the Steelers. Justin Fields outperforms him, and that's what they go with.
Bro, we've been through this already. No.
I said that he might not be starting quarterback next year, the year after. I'm just saying that he's just signed that contract with Pittsburgh. They have no loyalty to him. If Fields comes in, outperforms them, he's not starting for him. And if he does not start, he's going somewhere else.
You got to understand one thing with Mike Tomlin. He'll always give the vet the benefit of the doubt, and he's going to start the vet. Well, or the more experienced guy.
Well, that's why it's a take.
He's old school, so I think he'll give Wilson the start, and then eventually he'll realize that, you know, Wilson he's washed up, man. He's just.
I still think Russell has a 75% chance of getting in there, getting the starting job. I really do. That's just my take on the season.
All right. Well.
You made me wait all week for that.
For you next week, Steve.
You gotta come in hotter with your takes, all right? Well, this is unacceptable. YouTube doesn't like this. And TikTok.
Here's,
so mad at you.
Hey, here's a dumb take. Here's a dumb take. Debo Samuel ain't nothing but a glorified wide receiver. Running back.
That's not a take. I could have told you that.
He's a glorified running back. He can't run routes.
And I'm a Niner fan. I could have told you that. That's why when they're talking about trading Brandon Ayuk, I'm like, what the hell are you guys talking about? The only receiver we have is Brandon Ayuk. Get rid of the other dude. And then they start talking about, oh, the cap hit. No, fuck. Get rid of him. The minute that dude said, pay me like a wide receiver or trade me, I was like, dude, get rid of him.
Damn, I can't eat. Hey, that goes to show you, I can't make a dumb take if I try.
No, because that was actually – I agree with you.
Like, what are you saying, Steve?
You're dumb
saying.
I mean, you know, it's out there, man. It is what it is.
It's that Montana air, man. It's affecting your brain. I would say come at me, Montana, but they're like 100 residents. And they ain't gonna listen to this podcast.
Oh no, man, we're pushed to like 2 million. We almost have the population of Vegas.
Hey, I'm kidding, Montana. Y'all are good people to me, all right?
I appreciate
you guys watching the show. I'm joking. I like to give Jeremy shit. Y'all got caught in the crossfire.
Hey, I gotta throw out a thank you to the guy that's watching us from Brussels.
Yes. My dude from Brussels. Shout out. Shout out to you, homie. Appreciate you. You probably don't understand me, but appreciate you. All right, boys. Well, as always, I appreciate you guys hopping on. I appreciate you guys taking the time to talk and BS about random things. Mostly
get made fun of,
but this one got random as hell. Thank you guys for tuning in, and take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Much love.